Yeah, I've been in Austin for a little bit over a week. It's pretty weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's cool though. I like it. Yeah. All right. Good podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
The intro music's not even done yet.
That's funny.
Guys, welcome to the Dad Podcast. This is episode 47, and we know that it's out a little late, you little bitches. Sorry about it. Sorry about it. Chad's birthday was yesterday. Let him have a day. Let him have a day to his dad bod self. Sorry about it.
I got the usual texts this morning when we don't release the episode at midnight. The same upset texts. It was fine. I was like, listen, sometimes we forget. That's just the way it goes, man. Also, it was my birthday. I was too busy getting Helipoon. Am I right?
Helipoon is my favorite Catwoman.
Yeah.
We got a tweet from Doug, and I didn't even respond.
So I'm responding to you now, Doug. Nice. You like to suck dick?
I'm just kidding. You just got engaged. Congrats, dude. Congrats to Doug.
Yeah, sorry. Congrats, Doug. I got a text and Cameron's phone made a sound, and I was just confused because I was like, how did he get a sound from my text to just me? It was weird. But yeah, congrats, Doug. Doug's one of the people that always texts me if it's not up on Monday morning. So that's why we got that tweet.
Hey, Doug. Thanks for being a faithful listener. We love you.
Yeah, it actually means a lot because you're one of like two faithful listeners. So that's pretty cool.
Name them all in one hand.
God, I feel so weird. Let's get right into this. Damn it. I have been here for a little over a week. I've been GD applying everywhere. I've been all up on LinkedIn. I went to a mixer.
Whoa.
Which I need to talk to you about, by the way. I went to a business mixer.
You need to talk to me specifically?
Yeah.
Well, that's what a podcast is for.
I know. Well, Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a point of interest in this overview I'm giving. I went to a business mixer. I've had like three in-person interviews. I've had like eight phone calls with different companies. It's been insane. Mm-hmm. I've been busier as an unemployed man than I've been when I had job, like when I've had a job. So that's
grinding.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm saying. I don't like it too. That's why I'm trying to do sales. Cause it's literally a grind every day. It's like you just go in, put your head down for 4 hours, work super hard, build up your resources, make your character stronger. Then you kick ass. Later in
and
the game.
And you're just gaining and gaining experience.
Wait, someone just knocked on the door.
You gonna go answer?
Hello? Come in?
What if it's a Texas murderer and I'm about to watch Chad get murdered on live webcam? I should start recording.
The fuck was that? That was so...
It's probably a Jehovah's Witness boy.
This is an apartment complex.
They're very persistent.
They can't even get up here. It's the fourth floor.
They can take stairs. Jehovah's Witnesses know how to use stairs.
I don't think that's true.
That's their one weakness.
Yeah,
if you ever hear, excuse us, sir, can we talk a minute of your day to talk about our Lord and Savior? You just got to find the nearest stairs and run up them, and they'll go, damn it!
They're like cows in reverse.
They can't go upstairs.
Boy, they can go upstairs, but not down them. I don't remember. I think it's cows. Yeah. Or horses can't go downstairs or something.
Well, I mean, Bob's Burgers did a bit, like an entire episode. I think it's literally episode 2 or episode 3 of season 1 where the cow, they take him up into the apartment and they can't get it down. Moo, listen.
Yeah. And they have to kill it.
They actually did end up.
Spoiler. Yeah. I've seen the episode.
Yeah. If you haven't, what are you doing? There are two cartoons you should be watching right now.
It's like season 1.
Yeah. There are two cartoons you should be watching in your adult life right now. That's Bob's Burgers and Rick and Morty.
Oh, fuck yeah. Actually, I would recommend a third, The Regular Show. It's a little bit like Rick and Morty.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's, I don't know why, but it's been my favorite show for a while. I can watch it. I just love the two main characters whose names I can't. Mordecai and Rigby. Mm-hmm. I just love them. There's something about them.
No, it's Rick and Morty. I'm just kidding.
No. Oh, fun, very funny. Yeah.
Rigby and Mordecai.
But yeah, so I've been just hella busy as an unemployed boy. And like today, though, it paid off and I got offered a job.
What?
So, yeah. Yeah, and it's weird. It's like a good amount of money.
Damn.
Before the base is good, and then the OT, like, if the on target earnings are even better, so that's cool. I actually got a decent job. It's weird. I was like, am I not pretty enough or something? What's wrong with me? But I did it. So it's
congrats, yeah. Chatty.
Yeah, I did it. But I went to this business mixer, which I need to tell you about. I went to this business mixer last week. No, yes, last week. Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
I go there, and it's, you know, I've learned a lot of people who are trying to do sales are pretty fratty. So I fit right in. But
right.
But yeah, it's a lot of people who drink. But I went to this thing. It's for a company. They do pretty well. I don't know if I should say the company. It's Medallia. It doesn't matter.
Let's call them Microsoft.
No one's even ever heard of them, so it's fine, probably. But it's like a cool company. They do like business with a lot of big names and stuff. But they had this mixer, and I went to it, and they had like RSVP, like 200 people, and like 60 show up, which was still cool. But free drinks, and I'm not talking waters, buddy. They had free drinks. Yeah, they had free alcoholic drinks, and I did not go overboard.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what if that's a test?
I was like, I'm not gonna get drunk at this thing, but I am gonna get a little buzzed, so it's easier to talk to people.
You're confident. Yeah, I do that before dates.
No, it's true.
Like
so
in the afternoon.
Cameron's an alcoholic. Okay, before we But yeah, so I went to this mixer. There are free drinks, and the first person I talked to is this guy. This guy's sitting at a table, standing alone, and I was like, "Well, it's a fucking mixer. We're all here for the same thing.
Let's mix, baby boy.
I'm gonna talk to this guy. Yeah, and he was of a different skin color, so we really mixed. No, I'm just kidding.
Your baby would be mixed.
No, he was white. I was just joking. Just I live with an interracial couple, and they always make mix-in jokes.
That means sex.
No, they make like jokes about because she's a person of color and he's a white man, and he's always like on Game of Thrones, a guy was talking to like a dark-skinned woman, and he was like, I don't like this mix-in going on screen right here.
gotcha.
And I'm like, oh, it's funny because you. In your bedroom, you guys do it.
Make caramel swirls.
Yeah, you make little. You're gonna have little half, kind of brownish babies. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So it doesn't matter. But
toffee boys.
sorry, now toffee boys.
You know when toffee. You go to Bob Evans and you put three creamers in there? That's what it looks like. Three creamers in your coffee.
Why Bob Evans of all places?
Because I don't go there often, so I wanted to give it some love.
Yeah, I think that's a very Midwest joke. I haven't seen a Bob Evans.
Last time I was at like a Bob Evans, my grandma said something. We're not going to get into that. So
racist.
Yeah. unintentional, I think. But yeah, it happened.
Her kind, those older folks, you know, they could be a little intentional.
It's not a different time.
Yeah, anyway, so go to this mixer.
Yeah.
I talked to this guy. This guy had a beer before anybody. I was like, this guy knows what's up, I guess. So I go up to him, and I was like, is that beer free? And he's like, yeah. I was like, oh, I didn't know there were going to be free drinks. And he's like, hell yeah, man. You know, talking about.
As bros talk.
Yeah, basically he's like, nothing better than free beers, am I right? And I'm like, hell yeah, dude. I'm going to go get me a Shiner box. So I got one, came back, talked. He's like, put a lemon in it. And then I did, and it was awful. It was not good. A lemon and Shiner box.
Already.
Yeah, no one ever do that. He's like he's kind of a nice guy. But
I'm unimpressed.
Yeah, no.
I think I could take him in a fight.
Maybe. Not 100%. But he was just like this. Throughout the night, he drank a lot, I think. So we go in. There's kind of like a seminar. Like, they tell us about the company. Like, the VP, like, three VPs of marketing and yada yada are there. And they, like, take questions and stuff. And I just, you know, observed and was like, this is cool. And they're like, if you're getting into sales, this is the guy to talk to. It's this guy named Alex. He was a cool guy. So I go, like, first thing, as soon as this thing's over, I talk to Alex. This guy that I met earlier, Jonathan, shows up behind me. He's talking to Alex, too. So we're just in a circle jerk talking. Thank you. Sorry. Excuse me. Number one. and it's like, I don't know. It was just so – I was like, this is what my life would have been like if I'd gone to IU. Just every conversation would have been this. And I was like, oh, God. It was just so fratty. But, yeah, so this guy keeps drinking. I'm like keeping count of his beers at this point.
Was he, like, hanging out with you the whole night? Like, was he your buddy?
He was, like, around me the whole night. Yeah, him and then a girl named Andrea was, like, we had, like, walked up to our table and was like, did I see you in there earlier? And I was like, no, you didn't. And she was like, I know, that's just my way of kind of, like, working into the conversation. And I was like, oh, that's smart. Yeah, that's cool.
Was she hitting on you?
No, she's a cool – no, she was cool, though. She
Do you want her to hit
card.
On you?
No.
She
no,
gave you
fine.
Her card. You have her number.
Her business card.
Yeah, it still has a number on it. You want to talk business with Andrea.
It also has a fax number on it. So, yeah, maybe I'll just send
dirty. She has a fax? Oh, she's fancy AF.
Because it's her business number. It's like her office
number. Oh, that's
number
even dirtier. It's like she has to be by the fax. You. She has to be by the fax first, or other people are going to see what you're sending her through. Fax. Fuck fax.
Nothing better than the fuck. That's what they did in the 80s. Fuck faxes. There was no sexting.
Yeah, it just makes the... It takes forever to load, and it's like a photocopy of your dick.
Let me sit on your face.
Oh, man.
That's the guy talking to the girl, and she's like, huh?
Like, please don't.
No, there's nothing in it for you if you sit on my face. So it was a little fratty. It was kind of cool, but there were free drinks, so I drank a little bit. Anyway, after – this is what I was trying to get to.
I'm sorry.
They're wrapping up. No, you're good. I'm just saying, like, the whole point of me telling this story was for this ending. Which, well, makes sense. Like, anything, you tell a punchline at the end. I'm a fucking.
We just explained a podcast. Oh no, it's so meta.
Oh boy. Yeah. Yeah. So, the VP guy, his name's Steve, he comes up and he's like, hey, we got to wrap this up. It was only supposed to go from like 5 to 8, but we were there and it was like 8:40. He's like, all right, we got to wrap this
up.
Man,
you guys were raging.
Yeah. We were just talking in a circle forever with this guy. And then at the end, the guy, Alex, who's like going to be the sales manager of Austin, was like, when can you start? And I was like, immediately. Wow. I was like, as soon as possible, really. And he's like, all right, well, that's good to hear. And I thought he was just going to fucking offer me the job, but he didn't. He was just like, when can you start? And I was like, I don't have a job right now.
Oh,
I just told you I moved
test.
Here. I just told you I moved here 6 days ago. So, whenever.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we'll send you through the interview process. And, I look forward to work with you. And I was like, cool. So that's like a good sign. And then I'm like walking out. I'm walking out when this guy's walking out. And he's like, hey, I'm about to go to a bar. Do you want to come? And I was like, I'm kind of poor right now. He's like, I got you. And I was like, well, my roommates, they're going to go to sleep. And he's like, don't worry about it. And I'm like, trying to get out of it. I was like, I don't want to.
The guy that offered you a job or the guy who was already blitzed?
The guy who was blitzed.
Okay.
Sorry,
I was confused. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, no. So the guy who's so the guy who's already blitzed, he's like done retail for a long time. He like said he'd like worked at Buckle and stuff, like, but he said he's like kind of higher up or whatever, but doesn't matter. Speaking of Buckle, remember the time we were at the indie mall?
That was at Lucky, but yes.
Oh fuck, I thought it was Buckle.
Can we tell that story real quick?
Yeah.
Finish yours, then we'll go back to Lucky.
Okay, all right. Okay. We should tell that though. Yeah. So the guy who was like blitzed, he's clearly drunk. And I forgot to tell you this. We're like 6 minutes into a conversation, and he's like, "Be right back. I gotta go catch cancer." And I was like, "Huh?" And he's like, "I'm gonna go have smoke." And I was like, "Oh, all right, cool, man."
Wow. Yeah. What a dick.
Yeah. So that guy goes outside and smokes. Like right before the seminar thing. But yeah, so back to after the seminar, that guy, Jonathan, is like, I'm walking out, he's behind me. He's like, let's go to a bar. And I was like, no. He's like, I got you. And I'm like, no. I'm saying no. And he will not.
No means no, you frat boy.
Well, he'd be a good salesman because he would not take no for an answer. So we go to this bar. And I'm like,
you went?
All right. I'm like, yeah, because he said he'd buy my drink. I was like, why not? Fucking get a free, more free drinks.
Was he hitting on you?
No, he was not a gay.
Did he slip you a fax card?
He was not a gay, and I'll tell you why here in a moment. I'm getting a call. Not answering that shit.
Okay.
I'm busy.
Mom.
No, it's not my mom. It's somewhere in Austin. It's probably a business. But yeah, so
you can take the call if you need
to. I'm not taking the call. I spilled my roommate's pipe and it smells bad. Sorry. Okay, this guy, we go to the bar. We sit down, and the first thing he does is like the wait, it's he's like, where do you want to go? And I was like, I mean, I don't know, man. Anywhere's fine. I'm not from here. He's like, well, let me show you Dirty Sixth. Sixth Street's like the big party street in Austin. There's Sixth and there's Rainy. They're both really cool. But Dirty Sixth is like where all the college kids from UT go.
Yeah.
So that's what it's
called.
How
old is this boy?
He's older than me. He's like 28.
So too old to be partying with the college boys.
Yeah.
He peaked in high school and then started drinking more in college and is still like this.
Yeah, exactly. So
okay, I've got a great mental image.
Yeah, you should. So we go to this bar. We're like walking. He's like, where do you want to go? And I was like, well, this bar has a Cubs flag, so let's go in here because that's good. Also, I'm wearing like formal, like I was wearing like business professional clothing minus a jacket.
Right.
So I was like, I do not want to go to the bars, but whatever. I guess we're going to the bars. So we get in there, we sit down. I had picked a terrible bar. It's a sports bar, and like the girls are all wearing bikini tops, and I was like, God damn it, this is unfortunate. Not that like, I mean, it's just, you know, when like
there's like, no, I got you.
It's just uncomfortable. I'm like, just have your bartenders wear shirts. Just they're people. They're people. They're not. I don't want to ogle them. And I hate when people go into those bars and like clearly ogle them. It's so annoying.
Yeah. Oh, so I know. I'm like, that's super uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm like, chill out. But guess what? This guy, fucking Jonathan, was all about it. And like, he's talking to our like the bartender. He's like, "What's your name?" And she's like, "Tiffany." No. And he's like, "Oh, is that why you have a T tattooed on you?" And she's like, "That's fucking like you can't notice it." Like he's like, "Oh, like it's a secret tattoo that you saw." And she's like, "Well, yeah." Yeah. And he's just like, "Oh," he was like hitting on her so hard. He's like, "When you get off?" And she's like, "Midnight." And he's like, "Cool, I'll be out here." And she's like, "Okay." And he's like, "Let's go to another bar." She's like, "I gotta work in the morning. I can't." Like, literally the same thing he did to me, except to a woman. And I was like, "Oh, so cool." And he told me he had a girlfriend.
Oh my gosh!
Like, yeah, and I was like, "Oh," so I was like, "Wait, you just said you had a girlfriend?" And he's like, "Well, she's not around. And I'm like,
oh my Jesus. God. No,
just the worst kind of person.
Oh, I hate this story.
Yeah, so I'm really sorry. But yeah, so this all happened basically. He bought me a Jameson and a beer. I drank them both very quickly so I would not have to hang out much longer. Yep. And then I was like, oh man, my roommate texted me and he said he's going to bed and I don't have like a way to get up there if he goes to bed. So I really got to get back. So I left and he has my number and he texted me later in the night. Like he sent me like a video of him like on the top floor of somewhere and he's like, you're missing out. And I was like, yeah, I got to be responsible, though. I got an interview tomorrow. And then the interview that I had turned into a job offer today. So,
boom. Nice.
Yeah, responsibility pays off, baby.
Also, never, not hanging out with dreams. A 28-year-old frat boy pays off.
Yeah, that also helps a lot. Or just not being a 28-year-old frat boy helps a lot. So that's there's awesome. That.
You're just a 25 kind of frat boy.
Yeah, I wasn't actually in a frat, though, so I got that going for me, at least.
Yeah, I dropped out of college twice.
Hell yeah.
I got to fill that anyway, quota so of mentioning that.
Tell that lucky story, because I honestly don't remember it super well.
We were in the Indianapolis Circle Center Mall, humble brag. And Austin and Miranda were with us. Was it just you and me, or were there other people? I can't even remember.
I think it was just you, me, Miranda, and then and Austin, obviously. Yeah.
So Austin was, like, shopping for pants, and Miranda went with him to help him because Austin's incompetent. And so Austin goes into Lucky, and we're, like, waiting for him to be done so we can leave, I think. Like, we're all done with being at the mall. And there's this guy who works at Lucky who has definitely taken an interest to Austin. And is very aggressive about wanting to help him find the perfect pair of jeans for Austin's little boy legs. And Austin told us before anything else happened, later, Austin told us, he's like, yeah, that guy, like, he like poked his head into like the little changing area and was like, I found some other ones if you want to try these on. And he's like, no, I mean, I'm good. I'm fine in here. And he's like, just let me know if you need any help. And he's like, dude, I'm just trying to put pants on back here. Like, please leave. And yeah. So, like, we didn't know all of this was happening at first. And so, like, he comes out of the changing room. And you can tell he's kind of flustered, or at least I could. And Chad's with me. We were both sitting in these, like, massage chairs outside, right outside of Lucky. And then Austin finally comes out, and Miranda, like, we sent Miranda in there to be like, what is taking him so long? And she's like, so he comes out of there and that guy is like hovering. And then Chad walks over and goes, hurry up, boy kisser. And Austin looked mortified for some reason. And I never heard the term boy kisser used like that. And I thought that was funny. And then, just cut, like, yeah, it was funny. And then Austin comes out and he's like, guys, I could not get that guy to leave me alone. And then Chad, you called me a boy kisser in front of him. Oh, man. What are you wafting onto yourself right now?
I sprayed Eric's body spray because I spilled his weed pipe and it smells really bad.
Is weed legal in Texas?
Huh?
Is weed legal in Texas?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't touch the stuff, but he uses it to help with his ADHD, so there's that. But yeah, so I think it's like semi-legal here. I'm not 100%, man. I don't know. I just don't say anything.
That's fair. No, I was just wondering. I'm not like, I was just curious.
Yeah, I'm not going to, like, narc or anything, maybe, unless I have to. Unless, like, you do me wrong, you know, if you ever cross me.
Yeah, if you push me. Chad?
Yeah?
I think it's time for Day with a Dad Bod.
Oh, shit. God, I was about to bring this up, too. Perfect.
Yeah. Wait.
Man, we are almost linear. It's crazy.
Do you have a date?
We've, like, got... yes.
Cool. Do you want to go first?
Sure. I can go first. There's not a ton to talk. Huh?
Did you get coffee with someone and talk about politics in a super sarcastic way like 4 days after you moved to Texas? Because that happened to me.
Almost.
We'll call back for you. Oh, pretty real quick.
Yeah.
Also,
for those of you who have listened this far and also listened last week, night and day, right?
That's because we're recording this in the afternoon on a Monday. Well, yeah. Actually, the date doesn't matter because last time we recorded it was a Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
And that was the sloppiest episode ever.
Yeah. You know what? I listened to most of our episodes. I actually had to turn that one off.
Oh, man. I loved it.
I actually didn't listen to it all the way. It was like the sound was weird because of like the mic being in the middle. Yeah. So I usually listen to like podcasts as I go to sleep.
Yeah.
So I like had to have the sound up really loud, and then like it was quiet when like Austin would talk sometimes, and then and really
then,
loud when
and then
like
I would come in like this.
Yeah. So yeah. I was like, this is not good for
it wasn't
stability.
Good, period.
As I fall asleep tonight. Yeah.
But
it wasn't bad though, if I remember well. But
after
I was also
I cut
drunk.
Out the parts that were bad.
Yeah. So that probably helped, huh?
It did. But, yeah, here we're being normal little boys.
We
now return you to our regularly scheduled dad podcast. So, Chad,
yes,
tell me about your date.
Sorry. Yeah, I went on a date. That's it. No, I'm just kidding. I went on a date a couple... I don't even remember when it was.
I spit my water everywhere. I don't know why that tickled me so much.
Me neither. I thought it might, though. But, yeah, I went on a date, like last week sometime, man. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, man.
It's been a blur since I moved here. But, yeah, I matched with a girl when I was still in Indy. We'd been talking, like, here and there. We, like, just made a plan to, like, go get coffee. And then she's like, are you, like, a cup? Bless you. She's like, are you, like, a coffee snob? Are you like a latte boy? Like what are you about? And I was like, those are actually
latte
what the words.
Boy.
Those are the words she said. Yeah. And I
latte
was like,
boy is like the worst superhero sidekick.
Yeah, I was like, I'm in love. Yeah, but so she asked that, and I was like, actually, I don't like coffee. I just think it's a really easy first date. I don't drink. Well, I like coffee. I just don't drink coffee because it gives me heart palpitations. I didn't tell her that because I wanted to think I'm a strong boy. But yeah, so caffeine does not do me well, so I don't drink coffee. And she's like, okay, well, I know this place. She's like, do you want to get drinks instead? And I was like, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm poor, as you know, I'm unemployed, but yeah, we can each get a drink or two.
Drink.
Yeah.
PBR.
Cheap drink, a very cheap drink or two.
Natty Light.
Yeah, and she's like, okay, well, I know this place. They have a lot of drink combinations, and they're open late. And then she sends me this this Maps link, and it's to a Sonic.
That's
a
amazing.
Sonic drive-in. Yeah, and I was like, yeah, this is actually perfect. Because when she said drink combinations, I was like, what, do you want to get fucking cosmopolitans and
yeah,
you want know, sex on the beach, bitch?
Lives? Yeah, like, what do you... What do you want? Yeah, so
discuss
no,
our
meant,
horoscopes.
Yeah, she meant Sonic. So
that's funny, actually. I like that.
Yeah, but it's a Sonic, but it's not your regular Sonic. It's an indoor Sonic.
Ew.
No, it's weird. It was really weird. So it was super cold. We meet up. I drive in. She didn't know what kind of car I drove, but somehow she knew it was me. I was late. About 10 minutes because I'm new to Austin and I missed an exit and I had to turn around.
Yeah.
And then I finally got up in that parking lot. Ugh. And then she walks up to the car and I'm like, hey, how's it going? And then we did
that's
the awkward.
The worst. Yeah.
Yeah. We did the awkward don't know whether to handshake or hug thing. And then we did like a side hug. Then we go inside and, you know, I got a burger and some fries and she got mozz sticks. And I got a cherry limeade, and she got a cherry Coke.
Mm.
And
cherry boys.
We just talked for like an hour and a half. It was actually a really cool date. But
that's
I don't know how romantic of a connection it was
yeah.
for me. But it was like she was cool, and I was like, at the very least, I've met someone that like I would hang out with here in Austin. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, if she's cool with that. But yeah, so yeah, and then I actually was gonna have a date yesterday on my B day, but she got called into work. So we are meeting tonight. We're gonna go.
Oh shit!
To a vegan food truck.
Okay.
And everyone's like, "Oh, she's vegan," and I'm like, "No, she just likes vegan food because it's
worse
good."
To be, she could be a racist.
Yeah, no, but it, like people are like, "Oh, she's vegan, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah, she also has a septum piercing. Do you got a fucking problem?"
Oh man, I'm in love with her already.
Me too. She's actually very cute. I'm super excited.
Yeah,
dude. It's just really cool. We've talked a lot, and I'm like, I'm gonna marry you.
Wow, man. So new job, new potential honey. Oh, I hated that.
Me too. Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would like to apologize already for that. Send me hate mail about that, because we still don't have any hate mail, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that. I do have a hate voicemail, though.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, that'll work. Yeah, so I have a date tonight, though, and I'm super stoked because she's a cutie. She's not a vegan, though, but she does have a septum piercing. And
sometimes vegan food is dope. Have you ever had a vegetarian turkey burger? It's actually pretty delicious.
I love black bean burgers.
Yeah, they're good. Like, if you don't want to feel like a piece of shit after you eat dinner, sometimes you want some substitution meat. It ain't bad.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. If you want a lighter meal, do it.
Or you could just, like, eat chicken, which is very light meat.
I eat chicken a lot now at Sam's instead of their burger. I used to get their burger twice a week because I'm a...
Wow.
I'm a piece of garbage.
But I've also been working out a lot more, so it's been – I'm a new man down here. It's
pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm glad, man. That's awesome. I've been working out a lot here lately, like I used to. I'm really back into it, and it's helping a lot with, like, whatever this summer depression thing is. But, but, yeah.
That's weird. Yeah, seasonal depression in the summer. That's interesting.
It's a nightmare. I hate it. I get it. I hate it.
Yeah. All right. How was your date? I need to know how things are with Sophia.
Dude, okay. So this was cool.
Assuming it was Sophia, actually.
It was, actually. So,
okay, all right.
Craig, my good buddy Craig, came down to visit, and he came here with his girlfriend, Kelsey, whom I had never met before. They were here for the weekend. Like, Kelsey's from Lebanon, Tennessee, and... which isn't too far from me anyway. So, like, they were in the area, and they're like, hey, let's hang out on Saturday. And I'm like, yeah, let's totally do that. And I'm like, nice. I'll ask Mitchell and Mandy, his girlfriend, to hang out too. And so they drive down, and they get here Friday night. I meet him Saturday afternoon. We go to the soda parlor, Olin Rogers Soda Parlor, where Mitchell is working. And Mitchell made us some delicious milkshakes.
Nice.
And floats. And so we hung out there and then waited for Mitchell to get off work. And then Mandy met us at the soda parlor. And we go over to a place called Pinewood Social, which is the most bizarre. It's really neat. Like, it's kind of out of the way. It's not right downtown. It's, like, kind of off. It's across the river from Nissan Stadium.
If you know
where that is. So,
yeah.
Right on the edge of, like, downtown, pretty much. So, it's this cool little, like, it's tucked away and. This place specifically is it's like they serve coffee in the morning. There's a full bar. There's a bunch of like lounge seating. And then there's a lot of like dining seating. There's a patio and there's also a swimming pool and a food truck and a bowling alley.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
It's really rad. And I went there once with Mitchell and Mandy. And so I was like, this would be cool. Like, we can all just like, hang out outside, get some drinks, and like chill. So like at about 3, like while we're still at the soda parlor, I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna invite Sophia. I know it's like last minute and like whatever, but like now that I know what our plans are, I'm gonna invite Sophia. And she's like, yeah, totally, that would be awesome. She's like, I was just gonna stay at home in my pajamas all night. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry if I ruined that plan, because that sounds fun. She's like, no, if I didn't want to come, I would have just made up an excuse. She's like, I'll be there. And so she comes and hangs out, and dude,
cute.
It was so fun. We all just, like, so like we're out on the lawn at this place.
Yeah.
And everybody there looks like they had way more Instagram followers than me. Like that's thousands more.
The most accurate way to describe. Yeah. No, that's so funny.
Yeah, you get the image.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. They probably like, all had their phones out because for their followers.
Yep. And like, it looked like we were watching a scene from Laguna Beach, but if Laguna Beach was shot in Nashville.
In Nashville. Yeah, they could call
it Pinewood Social and it would be the same kind of premise of a show. But like, so That's really funny. We get this like table and we've got like seven chairs around and there's six of us. And we're just like drinking and like shooting the shit and hanging out. And like, you know, every now and then everyone would couple off, but like, we would like, it was just so fun. We just sat out there for like 4 hours, like till the place closed from like 7 to 11. And we just kept getting drinks and we played some bocce ball. They have like a bocce ball pit out there. Yeah. I forgot to mention that. Yeah. And like, it was really fun, man. It was really cool because like, I got to see Craig. I got to meet his girlfriend, who's really, really cool. I got to hang out with Mitchell again, which is always nice because like, that's one of my only friends down here.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend's really cool too. And then Sophia showed up and like it was just a lot of fun. Like I got to talk with Sophia a lot and we're going to go to Live on the Green this Thursday and see some shows. I was supposed to go last week, but I had to work. And so she texted me and she was like, hey, you're definitely coming to Live on the Green next week.
Is that a Nashville thing?
Yeah. It's like a concert series outdoors downtown. They set up a few stages and I think it's relatively new, but I still never been.
So like in Austin City Limits, but...
Yeah, it would be a lot like that, I feel like. Yeah, so I'm excited to go to that. I think Spoon is headlining in the weeks.
But, nice.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Last week, I missed the Arkells, and I love the Arkells, and, like, minus the Bear played, I was real bummed. It was a really good lineup last week, and I was supposed to go and, like, meet Sophia there, but I couldn't.
You son of a bitch.
But I'm going this week. And, like, last week I was in a really weird headspace, and I was like, man, this isn't going to work or, like, whatever. And so I didn't even, like, try, which is my fault. But, like, she texted me and was like, hey, you're definitely coming next week. Like, you can tell we're up to suck it, basically, you know. And I'm like, I'll be there. I promise I'll be there. And so, like, after this weekend, like, when we all hung out at Pinewood, I'm just like, at the very... least. What are you trying not to laugh at?
I'm so happy for you. I'm not laughing. I'm trying not to cry.
Oh, well, don't. Because you're in love. About to ruin it. No, I'm about to ruin it. Because at the very least, I really like hanging out with her. She's super smart. She's super fun. At the very least, I will totally be this girl's friend. Yes, I will totally. No. I'd love to have someone to just hang out with. So, like, I'm not going to rock the boat. I'm not going to DTR. I'm not going to do it. And you know what? I think she's the kind of person that if she wanted something more out of this, she would tell me. And I kind of, I know it's stupid and it's backwards and, like, I should take initiative, but I don't.
Can't, yes.
I get that. Should. No, I get that, but here's my point. Listen.
All right.
Hold on. Listen. I get that. But I, at the same time, I need, I it's a problem. It's a horrible problem. But I need literally the most cut and dry validation of all of this, or I will never believe it. So still in my mind, we are just friends. And that we're only going to be friends.
Cameron. Let me tell you something. This is, all right, before I say this, it's not, I don't think it's sexist, so, but if I'm wrong, somebody tell me. But, like, no matter how, in my experience, no matter how domineering a woman is, no matter how, like, you know, straightforward, whatever, a woman, like, is in her personality.
Yeah.
Our society expects men to make the first move. So women don't. They don't. And it doesn't matter.
Fine.
She it does. What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if you think she's the kind of person that would tell you she wants something more out of it. She won't. Because it's the fucking world we live in.
That's my problem and it's my fault. But I don't want to rock the boat in case that it isn't. Because I would much rather, if given the two options where I can hang out with her and it's fine and nothing's weird, that's fine with me. Because because I still have issues. I'm a busy boy. And
you
like
do not.
The things that's happening right now are totally fine with me and they make me happy. If I were to ruin that,
happy because
I like her,
digging her, yeah.
I would love, hard. Yeah, I would love to date her, and I haven't thought
just
about
smooch that mouth. You would, right?
I would.
So
totally
fucking
date her.
Tell her that.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. No, really. Come on.
I
no,
get
seriously.
It, but what? Okay. If I do, and she's like, "Oh, I don't feel that way," and then it would be weird, and I'd never see her again. That's a problem. That sucks. Do you get what I'm saying?
Cameron, I 100% get what you're saying. I just... Listen, you know me. You know I have a pretty high emotional IQ. Even, well, all right. Well,
that's the
I'm
thing,
really...
is I understand everything I'm saying is stupid, and I should just talk to her. And if okay. I was talking to anyone else in this situation, I would tell them what you're telling me.
Yeah.
But I can't do that.
I know. You don't want to, like, mess things up.
Yeah.
I also like getting not wanting to like rush into saying you have feelings or.
Well, I've hung out with her like 6 times, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well then.
I think the time to rush has passed, and I get that. See, I even know that I haven't kissed.
Yeah.
Her
well, I know. Yeah. I know you haven't, or else you would say that you wouldn't feel the way you do about it. You know, like obviously
yeah.
you haven't kissed.
Oh yeah.
Big
well,
because
that's.
Big bag. Yeah, I know you haven't kissed her. I'm not a fucking idiot. If you kiss her, you'd be over the moon. Yeah, no, but it's...
We would have started the podcast with me singing.
I made out with Sophie!
Dancing. Oh my gosh. No, if I... Oh, that's embarrassing. I hope she never listens to this.
Listen. Yeah, that's really
Craig,
funny.
Craig said something in passing. Like, he's like, oh yeah, you mentioned that on the podcast. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I gleaned over it so quickly.
Yeah, that's really funny. Oh, you mentioned on the podcast that you do where you talk about Sophie quite often. you even call her by her real name. There's no code names. We all know who it is. She would know who it was.
What's funny is like, you and I both call her something different.
I'm gonna... It's Sophia, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
fuck
no.
Me. It's okay. I knew it's S O P H I something. All right, yeah. That's
no, I'm
five
pretty
out of
sure
six.
Though. On like the very first time I mentioned her on the podcast was like after I met her at the Paramore show, and I think I called her Sophie.
Oh yeah, I think
because
yeah.
that was like right after she was like my suggested friend. It was really weird, and I thought she was Sophie.
Facebook's so cool. You guys are friends on Facebook though, right?
Maybe. All
right, cool. Yeah,
damn
cool.
It.
All right.
Just search Sophie and you'll definitely find her.
Yeah. I'm not gonna like recommend she listen or anything. I would never do that to you. But if you don't, I will eventually.
No.
I don't want to rock the boat either for you. I understand where you're at. I just think that. You know, you gotta eventually maybe do something.
I would rather be friends with her than nothing at all.
Well, yeah, but, like, you know, would you rather, like, just be torn up every time you hang out with her because you want to be more than that?
I don't think I'm torn
up. No, I mean, like, later in the relation friendship thing, you know, like.
That's true.
Because that's what it always becomes. It becomes toxic. It's like you're like, I'm okay with just being friends with this person. And then they get a boyfriend. And then you're like, fuck this shit. Fuck that guy. I don't care how nice and cool he is. I don't like him.
I have friendships with other girls. That, like, I mean, they have boyfriends. I'm still friends with them, and it's not weird.
Well, yeah, but you don't have the hots for them.
That's true.
That's the point I'm making, dumbass.
Okay, I get your point. But, like, I mean, like, at times I have felt that way about that person before, and I don't now.
Yeah, but you don't now.
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're right. It's different. Okay, I see.
I'm finishing your sentences because I've been in the... I've been in the same spot as you, so we both know this. We both understand this. We are big boys, And the ladies don't tend to like us for some reason, well, even though we're okay. incredibly charming.
That's also my point. Is that why Sophia hangs out with me? Is it because I'm safe, or is it because she likes me? Is she over bad people, or is she just hanging out with me because she knows I won't try anything? You know what I mean?
You don't have to try anything, but you could still.
No, I mean, I won't kiss her and make things weird. That's the thing. Is she just hanging out with me because?
You don't have to go in for a smooch, though. You could just say.
Well, I know, but she would want to hang out with me without me saying that too, and making and ruining things, like bombing the whole situation. You know what I mean? It's hard to know, especially.
I understand.
Yeah, it's hard to
listen.
Know.
Even Obama, the greatest president we've ever had. I'm just kidding.
Even Obama was a fat boy at 24 and didn't know if Michelle was into him.
No, what I was going to say is even Obama, the greatest president we've ever had, even he's bombed some people, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
Even he's dropped some bombs. All you know, bombs. You have to sometimes. You have to bomb stuff. It's just the way of the world. I understand you're like, oh, I'd rather be friends with Sophie than nothing at all. But if she's single in a month and still hanging out with you, and you still feel the same way, and you probably will. I think maybe go for it.
Yeah, I'm just.
There's never a good. Yeah, there's never a good time to. Also, two things: your hair looks good, and your facial hair looks good.
Only on webcam, baby. Let me tell you.
That's probably true. Okay,
but thank you. I appreciate the two compliments.
Yeah. Whew. Okay. Well, we don't have hate mail, later, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
We're gonna take a Taylor Swift album 6 coming soon, probably commercial break, and then we're gonna play some Bander Porno and get the hell out of here. Okay.
Nice.
We'll be right back. For this.
The wax on. Ooh, yeah. The Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. Are you interested in fucked up news, weird people, strange movies, that kind of shit? Well, get on
board.
Have
you got 45 minutes to waste during your week?
Yeah.
Do you like the hard 10?
Do you just like hard things? Knobs or anything else?
Wait, this is not scripted.
Come on board, Wax on Wax Lyrical Podcast. We talk about weird shit, weird movies and all that kind of stuff and everything in between. Get involved. We're from Australia. We like to talk about weird shit and we want you to listen to us.
Come this on. Is terrible. This is what you could... You know what? This is just a taste of what our podcast is.
And the taste is sour and makes
sometimes
you
a little sweet. Sometimes a little fruity.
Makes you want to spit it out.
Yeah.
We're the spit out podcast.
That's okay. We don't mind as long as we come in your mouth. We can't fucking for it.
No, in your ear holes. We want to come in your ears.
Is this good?
Let us come in your ears. We love you.
Sorry.
Love you. Bye bye. Wax on Wax Lyrical. Listen, motherfuckers. Yeah.
We're on Twitter.
And we're back. I don't know if that was long enough for me to find where that edit point was, but oh well. I'm sure I found it.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
If you're all listening to this. All right. Well. All right, Chad, are you ready for another arousing round of Bander Porno?
A rousing round or an arousing round? Am I right?
Ronda Rousing.
Ronda Rousing. My second favorite fighter, next to Floyd.
April Showers.
Next to Floyd May...
The first be with you.
May Wanker. Best I could do.
May Wanker, I barely know her. Jeez.
It also works with Mayweather.
It does.
Conor McGregor, I barely know her. Okay, go on.
I like that one. Obi-Wan's getting his own movie in the Star Wars franchise.
I saw that.
I'm still not sure how I feel about it. Guys, this is the part of the show. It will be good. They're always good. Well, that's not true. Guys, this is a part of the show where we have a list of 15 legitimate bands in the world, or the title of an actual pornographic adult film that was filmed and released and probably viewed millions of times, because men are garbage. And Chad has to differentiate between the two, and this is sponsored this week by Pinewood Social. Spend $70 on drinks. Trust us.
What?
And, okay, Chad, are you ready?
Yes.
Last week was a nightmare, and we had a three-way tie, and then Austin ended up winning, and he didn't know until he listened to the episode again.
Because Austin was very hammered. We haven't even talked about that, how hammered Austin got. Okay, doesn't matter.
Yeah. He's going to be a dad soon.
So he had to. He had to get hammered. He's going to be a dad soon. One Come last on, guys. Hurrah.
Playing Mario Kart and being on a podcast with Chad and Cameron.
That's my 25-year-old brother, well, 24-year-old brother, and I'm his a little friend. Boy.
Chad, you're older than me. Actually, you're always older than me. That's how time works. But
yeah, we're just not the same age for like 6 months of the year. That's all.
Yeah.
Seven.
August to March.
Yeah, seven.
Yeah,
March would be 15 if we didn't start over at one. So yeah, eight to 15. Seven.
That's how math works, boys and girls.
Yeah, I'm super smart, so super high IQ. Ladies, am I right?
We're going to start things off with Pelvic Meatloaf.
That is 100% a band.
That's a band.
Okay, good.
How about Pea Shy?
Band.
That's also a band.
Nice.
Stranger Things Season 3. Also probably has this title. Adventures of the Fart Bitches.
Porno?
It's a porno.
Oh my god. I'm going to watch that one later.
Yeah, I got to find that one. Nomad Nipples.
Porn. Or no, band, sorry.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, band.
It's a band.
Nice.
Ooh, you're killing it, BB. This one's disgusting. Birth Hole.
Band.
That's a band.
Thank God.
Tiger's Wood.
Porno.
It is a porno.
Okay.
Definitely based off of Tiger Woods' cheating habits.
Yep. That's what I thought.
It's a BBC movie.
Hopefully it's not based off his drug habits.
Hey.
Those are bad. They're real bad.
Pabst Smear, like Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Smear.
Band.
It's definitely a band if they're naming it after PBR.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It's probably some shitty lo-fi garage band too.
Oh, I gotta listen to them.
Like Staircase Wit.
It's my favorite.
Nothing But Puke.
Porno.
That one's a band.
God damn it.
Thank goodness. 9021 Ho.
Porn.
Absolutely. Nipple Hardness Factor.
Band? I have no idea.
That is a band.
Okay, cool.
This one is literally the most amazing name that I've ever heard. Poke a Hot Ass.
You've never heard that before?
No.
Oh, okay. That's really funny. But I'm trying to decide
Poke a Hot
if there would be a porno called Poke a Hot Ass. Porno.
Yeah, it's a porno.
Okay. All right. Is it about Pocahontas?
Oh, yeah. It definitely is.
Gonna find that one later.
Oh, never mind. This is the best one. Fur Burgers. Oh, Fur Burgers is my favorite cartoon show right now. Bob's Fur Burgers.
I'm throwing up because I know exactly what that's alluding to, and I'm getting terrible mental images.
Fur Burgers was my favorite 90s animatronic
stop
toy.
Stop saying it. Oh, man.
Fur Burger Kings, where you can have it your way.
Fur Burger King. Banned.
That's a porno.
God damn it. And I knew it.
Here's okay. It's from a DVD called Harry Honey's 11.
Wow. Oh no. Harry Honey's 11? There were 10 before?
There were 10 before. And I want to know what the other names were if they finally settled on Fur Burgers. Oh my god.
I don't know. Just like Harry Puss, number one. Harry Honey's, number
Harry
one.
Puss
Harry
and
Puss.
The Sorcerer's Stone.
Harry Honey's, number two. Really Harry Puss. Harry Honey's, number three.
Return
oh man,
of the
we're,
Harry
run,
Puss.
we're running out of way to say Harry Puss. Return of the Harry Puss, and then they got you Fur Burgers.
Fur Burgers. Harry Honey's 12 is Revenge of the Beeve.
That's funny.
Thank you.
That's good.
Fur Burgers.
That's fucking so fucking gross.
Oh man. All right, there are three left. We got to move on from Fur Burgers.
Yeah, please. I've eaten a lot of burgers since I moved here because they have In-N-Out and Whataburger here. Yeah, In-N-Out Fur Burgers, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What a Fur Burger.
What a Fur Burger. In-N-Out is the worst place, is the worst title for a Fur Burger.
Well, that's exactly what they do. Any burger.
In and out.
And, yeah, they go in and come out real fast.
No, I'm saying like a penis. In
no,
and
I
out.
Get that. I get, yeah.
Okay, cool,
it
yeah.
It works on multiple levels.
yeah. Anyway, do you...
Penetration Camo.
Band?
That's a band.
Okay.
It's a cool
this
ass
is so...
name.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm into it.
Red Hot Cho-Chos, and I'm going to apologize right now. I don't know if Cho-Chos is a racial slur or not. It could be.
I hope not, but I'm going to guess porno.
It's a porno.
Yeah.
Pandora's Lunchbox.
Porno.
That one's a band.
Damn it.
It's all right, Chad. You still got 12 out of 15. That's
not
a very
bad.
Good score for you, my dude.
That's an 80%.
All right, I'll take it. Let's quick math.
Is it an 80%?
I'll do the math.
Yeah.
Let me just double check since you're not so sure yet.
It's 4/5. Yeah. It's 4/5.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Well, that's how we play Band or Porno, everybody. For those of you playing along at home, let us know what scores you got in the comments section down below.
Chad, well, I think that's going to be about it. We don't have any hate mail, so we're going to tell you guys
one more mother hugging time where you can send us hate mail too. Because if you don't, by the time we do the next episode, there's not going to be a next episode.
Doug,
you're going to wake up and there won't be one. And you're going to be mad. And then the next day, there's not going to be one because we quit. Doug.
Yeah, Doug. Asshole.
Hey, congrats on getting engaged, though.
Yeah, congrats on getting engaged. I thought you were gonna say congrats to me for getting a job, and I was gonna say, hey, thanks. That's so nice of you. But
hey, congrats
yeah,
on getting a job, buddy.
Thanks. I'm very.
Two dates.
I'm gonna be a rich boy. Damn it. Nothing. Nothing's gonna stop me. All right, I've set my mind to it. I'm going to work in sales. I'm going to kick ass, and then I'm going to move up to a managerial role and make 100K a year easily. And I sound like the Schmidt. I'm talking like Schmidt.
You got to kiss ass to kick ass.
Yeah. I don't think that's true, actually. I've done it without kissing ass, so that's been nice. Thankfully.
Guys, what we are going to leave you with is a voice hate mail from our good buddy, well, my good buddy that I just got real drunk around recently. His name is Roop.
It's
not his real name. But I called him out a couple episodes ago, and he called me up and left a voicemail to throw here at the end of the episode. So, babies, that's what we're going to leave you with. Thanks, Roop, for actually doing your gosh darn homework and sending us some hate mail in a creative form.
Thank you, Roop.
Chad, where can they find you on social medias?
Yeah, you can find me on social media at Chad Hoy. That's C-H-A-D-H-O-Y, and that's on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Twitter is where I do my best work, in my humble opinion. You can listen to me on Spotify, and that's all you got to do is search Chad Hoy. That's C-H-A-D space H-O-Y on Spotify. It's a little bit different. You can also hear my friend Cameron if you just look up Staircase Wit. Then if you don't know how to spell either of those words, you're a fucking nitwit. nice.
That was good.
I should be on XM or Sirius. Yeah, definitely do that. He's good. We're both good. Listen to our music. We're trying to get those plays up, baby.
T-Mama sent me...
Winning them royalties, you know what I'm saying? What's up?
Yeah, I just got my royalties for June. They were nice. Pretty decent.
Great. Yeah, that's good.
It's good. T-Mama sent me a snap of her listening to your EP, and I was like, yeah, and I put the two, like, bless up emojis, or three of them, probably, because that's how I am.
Weird, I didn't get that Snapchat. Thanks, T-Mama.
She didn't want to stroke your ego.
Well... it needs it sometimes.
when I need to concentrate or fall asleep. Stop it.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah, it's my penis's nickname. So Cam, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at Lavinous Cam on Instagram and Snapchat. I have fun on Snapchat, and usually those migrate to Instagram anyway. And then Twitter, it's at Lavinous Cam too. Like Chad said, Staircase Wit on Spotify and Apple Music and all that bull crap. And if you're interested, I have a Vinyl account Instagram that almost has more followers than I do, because vinyl's prettier than my face. It's LVNS Vinyl. It's fun. If you're interested. Chad, what should the people do this week?
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd forgotten about my bit. No. All right, guys, this week, this is what I want you to do. Is I want you to go to the grocery store. I want you to find the frozen food section. I want you to go in that frozen food section. I want you to go to the fish area.
It smells like fish
in there. I want you to go to the fish area. I want you to open up that freezer door. And I want you to sit in that freezer, because it's hot out here. It's hot out here. You need to cool it down. Yeah, cool it down like our Eskimo brethren. You need to get up in that igloo, the ice box.
Are these all euphemisms for vagina?
No, none of this.
Eskimo
is.
Brother and an ice box?
No, none of this is. I'm just telling. I'm just telling them to cool it down. Oh, okay. Cool it down.
All right, let me go back.
It's a hot summer. I'm in Austin, Texas. It gets hot out here. So get you in that icebox, get a little cooled down, and then I want you to pick up the haddock. That's right. Everyone forgets about haddock. There's cod, there's catfish, but no one ever gets the haddock. I want you to pick up the haddock. I want you to go to that cashier up front, and I want you to buy that haddock, and then I want you to cook it. I want you to eat some haddock this week. Wow, that was a really good frying pan noise.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's what I want you to do this week. Just go in that store, cool down a little bit. It's a hot summer. It's a very hot summer. And then get you some haddock, because not everybody can have it.
Sometimes you've had dick.
And sometimes you want more hat dick.
You want more.
Yeah, so thanks for calling. Enjoy your day.
That was a HeadGum podcast.
What's up, limp dicks? I was having a nice, peaceful drive to work. Then my name got shouted out. And now I have to fucking call onto this goddamn podcast. And you're getting voicemail because Siri can't dictate my hate fast enough. Oh, and don't get too excited that you actually have a listener. You got accidentally downloaded and my data's already up for the month. Your voices are only marginally better than the noise coming from my tires on the interstate. Maybe if you two didn't spend all your time masturbating to the Emoji Movie, you could create something halfway decent. But no, you have created something that Helen Keller would cringe listening to. And here's a little tip for you. Maybe if you change the name of the podcast to Lonely Hearts Cast, you'd have a little better luck.